The next patient is Ladis Rivera. The first name is L like in Lima, A like in Alpha, D like in Delta, Y like in Yankee, S like in Sierra. Last name Rivera, R-I-V-E-R-A. This is a clinical case of a 79-year-old Hispanic female that is a patient of Dr. Beltre, B like in Bingo, E like in Echo, L like in Lima, T like in Tango, R like in Roger, E like in Echo, Beltre. For evidence of CKD stage 3B and hyperkalemia, period. This patient has a lengthy history of diabetes mellitus that she has followed very closely and has been under control most of the time. However, after that lengthy period of time, the patient develops severe cardiovascular disease in which the patient has a history of open heart with the open heart surgery, a status post two vessel coronary bypass. One is LIMA to the left anterior descending, L-I-M-A to the left anterior descending, and a free left radial artery graft to the left circumflex marginal branch. She also has peripheral vascular disease, and she's status post stenting of the left subclavian artery. She has been followed by Dr. Chimchak, S-H-I-M-S-H-A-K. Period. The patient has a history of arterial hypertension. Hypothyroidism, gastroesophageal reflux disease, and hyperkalemia. Period. The serum creatinine as of December the 31st, 2023 is 1.33, but we comparison levels and fluctuates between 1.1 and 1.3. The estimated GFR is 41 mLs per minute. And the patient doesn't have significant proteinuria. Evaluation of the microproteinuria will be done. Abdominal ultrasound has been done the latest was December the 9th, 2022, in which the right kidney measures 9.2 centimeters and the left kidney 9.6. There is increased echogenicity of these kidneys, which is consistent with chronic kidney disease, period. The patient doesn't have any evidence of diabetic retinopathy. She has peripheral vascular disease. On December the 2nd of 2022, the macroalbumin creatinine ratio was 112, which is elevated. period. Since then, the patient was prescribed Jardiance, 25 milligrams, which I think it is the right approach. Number two, hyperkalemia. On December 9th of 2022, the patient had his serum potassium of 5.8, and she has been placed on Lokelma and low potassium diet, period. The potassium diet was discussed with the patient today, but most importantly, we gave the detailed information. Regarding the potassium content in the majority of the food products. So she will have a educated information regarding the diet that she needs to follow, period. This hyperkalemia could be related to the so-called renal tubular acidosis type 4 that is present mainly in diabetics, period. The approach is with the administration of Lokelma, 5 grams on daily basis, plus the administration of a low potassium diet. We continue the close follow-up. Following number, the history of arterial hypertension. Today, blood pressure reading. The blood pressure reading is 120 over 76. We will continue with the same prescription that includes the administration of amlodipine, 5 milligrams every day. The Jardiance that has the potent diuretic effect, and we continue with the close follow-up. Following number, peripheral neuropathy, that is peripheral diabetic neuropathy that is associated, that is treated with the administration of gabapentin. Following number, hypothyroidism, that is treated with the levothyroxine, 25 micrograms on daily basis. Hyperlipidemia, that has been approached with the administration of Crestor, 40 milligrams on daily basis. Following number, vitamin D deficiency and supplementation. We are going to follow this case in 4 months with laboratory workup. We thank Dr. Beltre for the kind referral. Paragraph, we invested 15 minutes reviewing the referral. In the face-to-face, 20 minutes, and the documentation, 10 minutes, period.